AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News
app.
I'm Lionel Moise. We're learning new details on the U.S. soldier that entered into North Korea Tuesday. ABC's Louis Martinez.
ABC News has learned from U.S. officials that nearly 12 hours passed from the time that Travis King skipped the flight back to the U.S. to when he showed up at the DMZ and crossed into North Korea. Officials say that King used his government-issued ID card to be able to get on the tour that took him to the DMZ. U.S. military officials did not know that King was missing until the plane he was supposed to board landed in the U.S. A U.S. official says that shortly after crossing into North Korea, King was taken away in a van to North Korea's capital city of Pyongyang, where it is believed he is currently being interrogated.
An EF3 tornado in North Carolina caused extensive damage, the National Weather Service says, when it touched down in Nash County. Winds were 150 miles per hour. A 71-year-old man died at the trailhead of Death Valley National Park in extreme heat. Officials say temperatures there reached 121 degrees. This is ABC News. A small study suggests that people who have undergone breast cancer treatment, especially those who underwent radiation, may age faster than those without cancer. Health experts note breast cancer treatment is life-saving and should not be skipped. It's also important to note the effect was small and the study only looked at cellular aging, which isn't a good proxy for your overall health. The Hollywood strikes are causing some chaos when it comes to network TV schedules. ABC's Jason Nathanson.
NBC is playing musical chairs because of the writers and actors' strikes. Law & Order and Law & Order SVU won't premiere this fall, being pushed back to next year, along with the three Chicago shows, Night Court, and the new John Cryer comedy, Extended Family. The gaps will be filled by extra hours of The Voice and a few shows NBC was able to finish, including the second half of the final season of Magnum PI. CBS made similar moves earlier this week, announcing it'll import Yellowstone over from Paramount Network, and ABC and Fox are going mostly reality-based. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
This time of year, the world's busiest airport is Oshkosh. During the Experimental Aircraft Association, EAA Air Venture. 10,000 airplanes fly in, typically 600,000 people visit, spending $170 million. Big numbers worth celebrating considering EAA started in a Milwaukee basement with a little more than 100 people 70 years ago. EAA runs through July 30th. Keep an eye to the sky if you're in the Oshkosh area. Daily air shows start at 2:30. I'm Terry Barr.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Supreme Court threw out affirmative action.
In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke at length from the bench, in so holding the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert says.
We're good.
Doesn't.
We're good. You can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts, it has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show,
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the Civic Media app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show,
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow. A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Listen to this mission. Highlight ag research from the university, showcase education, and show off new technology. Written almost 70 years ago, it's still what you'll find at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. This year's show includes hot tech like drones, food grown across the state, and how it all impacts our economy. Sauk County is your Farm Technology Days host at the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club in Baraboo, July 18th through 20th. Details at wifarmtechdays.org. I'm Terry.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Civic Media Radio Station and on the Civic Media app.
You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Tuesday, July 18th. Dom, that's pertinent because it's election day here in the great state of Wisconsin.
Hey, happy Tuesday, Taco Tuesday to you, Crudy. Great to see you, man. It's an important day. Make sure you go vote in Wisconsin. What district is that, Crudy?
Your district, Dom.
No, it's not mine, man.
Assembly District 24. You're not the former Dan Canodal district.
No. He became my state senator because I'm in one of the other two state senate districts.
Well, that'd be assembly districts. Three assembly districts make one Senate district. Dan Canodal's your boy.
Yes.
But just for point of clarity, if you live in Milwaukee's northern suburbs, you might have an election today. Let's clarify slightly. If you live in the northern Milwaukee suburbs, including Germantown, Grafton, Menominee Falls, and Mequon, you may have a special election on Tuesday. Voters in part of Ozaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties will head to the polls to elect Republican Paul Melotek or Democrat Bob Tatterson to the state assembly. Go, Bob! I mean, really, this is going to be, what, maybe a 10% turnout election?
Right. It won't take much.
The seat became vacant when Republican Dom's boy, Dan Canodal, won a special election for a seat in the state Senate this spring. That means today, Dom, is a special election in the 24th Assembly District. You can look it up at maps.legis.wisconsin.gov. Your district might have changed after new maps were implemented in 2022, which cut out Glendale and Brown Deer from the 24th Assembly District. The district now leans, wait for it, Dom, just a little more Republican.
Of course it does.
So go vote. Go vote! Crudy, none of those enclaves are in Milwaukee County. I didn't say they were. I'm just reading from the article at the Journal Sentinel. People are already chastising me.
The northern Milwaukee suburbs, I believe, is what it said.
Belichick, by the way, Dom, that's the Republican candidate, has co-owned and operated several businesses, including the Fire Ridge Golf Club in Grafton. He has served on the Ozaukee County Board for 11 years and the Grafton Town Board for 6 years. Belichick told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel in June that he had nothing to do with the blackface incident in 2001 at a costume party organized by the Water Street Tavern and Restaurant Association, which he was president of at the time. I told you at that time, Dom, I didn't really feel like that was a fair criticism. You know, not of this one particular individual, no worse than, you know, the Journal Sentinel should have had for what?
Being a part of it, right? The bars of heaven. Yeah, right, right.
The company that owns the Journal Sentinel and this prior machination 22 years ago, you know, also owned WKTI, which was the radio station that held the costume party where somebody in blackface won. Dominic Tatterson is a retired
engineer. Yes, our guy, Tatterson. We want Tatterson. Go vote. Don't just go for vote. Go vote for Bob.
Bob Tatterson is a retired engineer and now invests in and advises startup companies. He is also active in community volunteering and was formerly a volunteer firefighter. Dom, why aren't you a volunteer or anything? He describes himself as a moderate Democrat. His priorities include public education, including building a skilled workforce through higher education. He supports abortion access and wants to see common sense gun safety laws like red flag laws, citing a mass shooting a mile away from his house. Both candidates say they support fully funding law enforcement and working to address EMS staffing challenges in their district. That would be the 24th Assembly District. There is a special election today, and that's not Milwaukee County, but it's the northern Milwaukee suburb. So, you know, we split the infinitive. There you go.
Thank you for the clarity. Once again, go vote for Bob, the 24th Assembly District here in the great state of Wisconsin.
Dominic, some tremendously exciting news, and, you know, as if election day, special election day for a vacant assembly seat's not enough.
No, it's not enough. We need more.
I've got more. There's way more. You get the Ginsu knives. You get all kinds of news on this show, Dom, including this headline at the Washington Post. Michigan indicts alleged plotter and fake elector scheme. Plotters, plural. Here's what it means. Well, we got Jennifer Rubin's take on that. And then we've also got a journalist we know quite well. His name, Patrick Marley, formerly of the Journal Sentinel. Trump electors who falsely claim he won Michigan, well, they face felonious charges, Tom. Let's start with Marley's coverage. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel, she's been on the show a couple times, Dom. You've got family, friends, or somebody that knows Dana Nessel.
Yes, and I did request an interview, but, you know, it was kind of late because this news dropped like 2 hours ago.
AG Nessel, 2 hours, like 25 minutes ago, Dom. Really? This is very, very recent news. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel, Democrat, announced felony charges Tuesday against 16 Michigan Republicans who falsely claimed to be the state's 2020 presidential electors. The charges, Dom, forgery and other crimes, bringing the first charges in the country against Trump electors as investigations over attempts to overturn those results intensify across the country. Trash call, what are you doing? The charges were brought against former state Republican Party co-chairwoman Michonne Maddock and 15 others for submitting official-looking...
That's very official looking. Yeah, you know, it's close. It's close. I mean, it looks like a $100 bill.
Official looking paperwork to the federal government asserting they were casting the state's electoral votes for Donald Trump. Joe Biden won Michigan and court swiftly threw out lawsuits claiming Trump was the true winner of the state. And Dom, the charges stem from a state investigation that is separate from a federal probe by special counsel Jack Smith into attempts to reverse the 2020 results. Donald Trump, the former, on Tuesday said he had received a Justice Department letter telling him he's the target of Smith's investigation. We're going to cover that extensively today as well, Dom, and take your comments at 844-967-2789. Is there more, Dom?
Oh, there's a little more here. Patrick Marley continues. Of course, after Trump lost, Republicans in seven states that Biden won, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin filed paperwork claiming to be their state's true electors. And Crudy, today on this special election, why do we have a special election in Wisconsin's 24th Assembly District today? Because the last guy that was there, who is now a state senator, my state senator, Dan Knodel, he was one of those very fraudulent electors.
No, not true. Not true. Dan Knodel wrote a letter to the vice president on January 5th.
Oh, yes. On my bad.
Of 2021, asking the vice president not to make a timely certification of the Electoral College. But he was not a false Trump elector. You're thinking of, you know, Scott Graben, the former Dane County Republican chair, and Andrew Hitt, the former Wisconsin Republican chair, Kelly Rowe. There's so many names, Dom. So many malfeasant Republicans state.
It's hard to keep track of which angle they took to try to subvert the election. So thank you for the clarity. And who is the Wisconsin Election Commission who's also a fraudulent, let's not forget him, fraudulent elector?
Bob Spindell. God.
Bob Spindell, how could we possibly forget? If those cats lived in Michigan right now, they would be facing indictment from Dana Nessel. Continuing on from Patrick Marley at the Washington Post, the GOP electors in Michigan are the first to face criminal charges in addition to Smith's
investigation. Not the last.
Prosecutors in Arizona and Georgia are looking into the GOP electors in their states, and civil lawsuits have been filed against electors in Michigan and Wisconsin. Civil. In Michigan, each Trump elector was charged with one count of conspiracy to commit forgery, two counts of forgery, one count of conspiracy to commit uttering and publishing, one count of uttering and publishing, one count of conspiracy to commit election law forgery, and two counts of election law forgery. Nessel investigated the Republican electors after the 2020 election last year, referred their activities to federal prosecutors. After being sworn in for a second term in January, she announced she was reopening her own probe of the GOP electors because she didn't know what federal prosecutors planned to do with the case after having it for a year. At the time, she said the House committee that investigated the January 6, 2021 attack at the Capitol turned up strong evidence to support charging the Trump electors from Michigan. Attorneys for the Trump electors in Michigan did not immediately provide comment on Tuesday, Curry.
Why not?
I don't know. You think they'd be really eager to get up there and prove their innocence. I can't wait to go to court.
Cat got your tongue? Cat got your tongue. Dominic, there is more information, and we'll take a break here in just a minute. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the feds. And in this case, we're talking about what the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, interviewing another Wisconsin election official. Well, this one's on the outs with the GOP because, bless her heart, she stood up to the Trump onslaught. And I'm talking about Megan Wolf. She's the head of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And they're trying to, what, force a vote on her despite the fact they don't have a quorum. And if they could take a vote on her, they would throw her ass out. That's the Republican plan, Dom. You know, because she's on the wrong side of their perverted fantastical history. You know, the real history in 2020, as everyone knows, Dom, well, it was stolen from Donald Trump, and they're still trying to prove it. And the feds are interviewing Megan Wolf. Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. I'm on the road again today, Dom, down here in Racine, Kenosha.
You know, Racine, baby.
Racine. I am in the WRJN back studios back here. If you watch me on the visual product, you know, the YouTubes or wherever, you'd see I'm actually wearing a suit today. I'm here for business, man.
You got a tie on, man. I don't recognize you, Curdy. Where's the badger hat?
It's in the car. I've got it. Okay. But I have dressy clothes on. I'm here doing business, man. We are here representing this radio station is the most powerful sports station perhaps in the history of the world. We got the Packers. We got the Badgers. We got the Bucks. We got the Brewers in 2024, and we got high school game of the week rolling out, and we're seeing on Fridays. Man, you're going to...
This weather brought to you by Amory Theater and Coffee Bar. On Thursday, see The Princess Bride. And starting Friday, July 21st, enjoy Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 and Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. Get more details at amorytheater.com.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
for just 1 hour.
If you can find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered storms. Overnight, otherwise partly cloudy. Lows around 58. Winds out of the west, around 5 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 76. Tomorrow, overcast. Lows level off around 55. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Temperatures near average. Friday and Saturday, with highs in the low 80s. Chance for scattered storms Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 64.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
78 degrees.
This summer, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News.
On Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about. The Devil's Advocate.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines are open. Join us, 844-967-2789. Dominic, the breaking news of the moment. Felonious charges in the state of Michigan against the false Trump electors. And now that we've, you know, set some of the story, let's get some of the opinion. Jennifer Rubin, also the Washington Post. Michigan indicts alleged plotters and fake elector scheme. Here's what it means.
It means Dobber.
Well, I'm having a pretty good Tuesday. That's what
I
that
mean.
Means.
You know, it's been a long time coming. Come on, Crew. We bitch about this every single day. I mean, it's Wisconsin elector. But fraud, it's fraud, it's fraud. I mean, we were literally on this yesterday and today. I mean, seemingly out of nowhere, AG Nessel from Michigan is bringing down the hammer. Thank you, sister.
As Jennifer Rubin describes it, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel, in a stunning development on Tuesday, filed 8 criminal charges against the 16 Republicans in her state who submitted a phony slate of electors in hopes of flipping the state from Joe Biden to Donald Trump, you know, in the old 2020 presidential, Dom. The charges included forgery, conspiracy to commit forgery, and conspiracy to commit election forgery, each carrying a potential penalty of 5 to 14 years in prison. Little aside, Dom, if I recall correctly, it wasn't just the Wisconsin fake electors that had not been delivered to the vice president. I thought it was also the Michigan fake electors.
I believe
if there's any Wisconsin electeds that are perhaps affected by the state charges, Dom, in the state of Michigan. Would it still be a crime in the state of Michigan for a Wisconsin elected to deliver the Michigan false elector slips to the vice president?
I mean, you would think if you're part of the conspiracy, if you're carrying these, what, the forged documents, right? The election forgery documents, if you're part of that, if you touch that and these folks are guilty of that, I think that makes you kind of part of it.
Dominic, as we've talked about, Nessel's charges are the first criminal charges involving the phony elector scheme. And what could happen, Dom? What could happen? The charges could put these people in jail for 5 to 14 years. I hope it's closer to 14, Tom.
Let's see. The Michigan... Oh, go ahead. Nestle's charges are the first criminal cases involving the phony elector scheme that preceded the January 6, 2021 riot aimed at stopping the peaceful transfer of power to the 2020 election winner. What, you folks got a problem with that? The Michigan Attorney General did not reach beyond the state to indict Trump or his aide for engineering the scheme. But in Georgia, Fulton County District Fonnie Willis is investigating Trump's attempt to compel state officials to find enough votes. That's the District Attorney Willis. After a magistrate in Ingham County, Michigan, signed off on the charges on Tuesday, Nestle released a video explaining her action. The 16 defendants and or their attorneys were then notified, and defendants were given a week to turn themselves in or face arrest.
Let's go round them up. You know, like, in, you remember when Cops was a TV show? Yeah. And when the cops were coming for you when you were hearing the bad boy music? You know, what's the chance that most of the fake Trump electors from Michigan are going to go running out of their house with no T-shirts on? You know what I mean? Like, bare-chested. It's, that's always the way. When there was a foot chase, that guy wasn't wearing a T-shirt. Or any barely shirt.
Or barely wearing pants. Curdy, Rubin continues to write in her opinion piece at the Post, Nestle's move ahead of the possible January 6th related indictments by the Justice Department Special Counsel Jack Smith was a bold one, but also reflected considerable restraint. She left Smith plenty of latitude to proceed against Trump, his lawyers, and top aides. In that sense, Nestle struck a balance between prosecuting possible violations of state law and avoiding interfering with a federal investigation. She had previously attempted to refer the Michigan electors case to the Justice Department, but in the absence of federal action, she proceeded on her own. Nestle did not coordinate with either Jack Smith or other state attorneys general before her filing case. Before filing her case, her closely guarded move might have taken Smith by surprise. It took me by surprise, Crudy. The allegations detailed in Nestle's affidavit are compelling. The Republican fake electors met clandestinely at GOP headquarters, were not allowed to take their phones, and took an oath of secrecy. An oath of secrecy? The Republicans falsely attested that they had met in the legislature and were duly organized, and that they had proceeded in the manner provided by law. That phony slate was then submitted to the U.S. Senate and to the National Archives. All of this followed a November 20, 2020 meeting at the White House where Trump invited Michigan Republican legislators to discuss overturning the election. Remember that? It was kind of weird when that was all going down. Michigan State Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky and Michigan House Leader Lee Chatfield issued a statement after the meeting, quote, "We have not yet been made aware of any information that would change the outcome of the election in Michigan, and as legislative leaders, we will follow the law and follow the normal process regarding Michigan's electors. The phony electors had other ideas."
Apparently they did. Criminally conspiratorial other ideas.
Yes, there's more to this piece, Jennifer Rubin. We put it up on the Devil's Advocates Facebook page. Go check it out there. But some state action. This is encouraging. It's timely. And there's a lot more to come.
Dominic, there is a little bit more that we can report in Michigan, according to the testimony of Laura Cox, the former leader of Michigan's Republican Party, an individual who claimed he was working with the Trump campaign, was coordinating with so-called electors. These fraudulent electors had a plan which Cox described as insane and inappropriate to meet the day before the Electoral College was scheduled to meet and hide in Michigan's Capitol building overnight so they could later bolster their claim that their electoral ballot certificates were legitimate because they had fulfilled the requirement under Michigan law that the electoral votes be cast in that building. But they didn't let him in the building. Dom, do you recall how that all played out?
Yeah, I do.
They showed up too late for the party. Please let us in. Nope.
The police came to the door and said, they said, "We're the electors." And the cops like, "No, they're inside."
Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. Come back with us. Going to have a little fun. I'm broadcasting from WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM. And you can always join us. The phone lines, they're open.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moise. We're learning new details on the U.S. soldier that entered into North Korea Tuesday. ABC's Louis Martinez.
ABC News has learned from U.S. officials that nearly 12 hours passed from the time that Travis King skipped the flight back to the U.S. to when he showed up at the DMZ and crossed into North Korea. Officials say that King used his government-issued ID card to be able to get on the tour that took him to the DMZ. U.S. military officials did not know that King was missing until the plane he was supposed to board landed in the U.S. A U.S. official says that shortly after crossing into North Korea, King was taken away in a van to North Korea's capital city of Pyongyang, where it is believed he is currently being interrogated.
An EF3 tornado in North Carolina caused extensive damage, the National Weather Service says. When it touched down in Nash County, winds were 150 miles per hour. A 71-year-old man died at the trailhead of Death Valley National Park in extreme heat. Officials say temperatures there reached 121 degrees. This is ABC News.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup.
That's awesome.
Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crute. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. This summer, things are heating up on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, playing some Skid Row.
Why?
Skid Row, the headliner at the Waukesha County Fair this Saturday night. You're going to want to catch them. VIP seats are sold out.
Oh, youth gone wild, man. It's been a while since I was youth gone wild, man.
It is. My understanding, it's not just Skid Row. Oh, it gets better. Skid Row, Warrant, and Winger in the Gang's All Here tour. And they're headlining the Waukesha County Fair this Saturday night.
Now, we've done the fair. We've broadcast from the fair. Yeah. It's been a few years. Yeah. Pre-pandemic, we broadcast with our Waukesha friends at the Waukesha Fair. I think we split a booth with the Waukesha Dells.
Oh, wasn't it raining the one time? It was like some storm blowing through. We were inside the building.
Oh, that was a... Yes, we had that experience as well.
Okay. See, I kind of remember some of these things.
Yes. I had forgotten about the in the building when the storms blew through.
Ooh, right.
We've also done it outdoors. Dom, Ron Johnson, let's turn our attention to the headliner.
Do we have to?
Yes. Yes, we do. Because he's made a lot of news, Dom. He's making news. He's making headlines.
For all the wrong reasons.
Isn't he making you proud? Don't you feel proud, Dom?
I feel proud. You know, that's just my, you know, pride. But Ron Johnson does not make me proud, no.
Real quick, before we turn to Ron, let's talk about a guy who probably will never be a U.S. Senator. Tom Tiffany from the great state of Wisconsin. Congressman.
Yes.
He is the most heavily rumored possible entrant to the contest to get their ass kicked by Tammy Baldwin, you know, next year. She's on the ballot. No Republicans so far stepping up.
Not yet.
And Curtie,
listen, there's plenty of time for a Republican to get in this race and take on Tammy Baldwin. Don't worry about it. Plenty of time.
Tom Tiffany, and wait for it, Tom, in the second quarter of 2023, the prospective Republican senatorial candidate raised $114,000. Let's not forget Bob Tatterson, candidate for special election in Assembly District 24, who had no ads that I noticed. He raised over $100,000 in the quarter.
He doesn't work. He's not in Congress. No.
He's not even in the Wisconsin State Assembly.
He's not in anything. And he raised almost as much as Tom. Yeah.
Tom will also not be a U.S. Senator, Tom. Tom, you're not going to make it.
Well, let's compare. And he hasn't announced, so maybe if he did announce, he'd have some bigger fundraising totals. But the incumbent,
Woody?
Senator Tammy Baldwin, she took in more than, $3 million last quarter.
$3 million to $114,000, you know, that's Bob Tatterson sort of money. So Tom Tiffany will not be joining Rojo in the U.S. Senate. Wanted to get that out.
All right.
Just establish the ground rules. Tom, with fundraising totals like that, you couldn't take care of the Devil's Advocate's bar tab.
Not Tom.
But let's talk about Rojo. Oh, Rojo. What'd he do, Dom? Why don't you leave for once?
I mean, there's so many to get to.
What about this video? I observed a YouTube video. Let me make sure I properly reference what this is called. Well, YouTube, but the video itself. Investigating corruption in Washington, D.C. And this is a video by a guy named Tommy G.
Tommy G!
Tommy G, apparently an influencer. He calls himself the craziest documentarian on YouTube. and he's, you know, like the kids today, talks fast and he walks fast, claims he's sort of a nonpartisan. You know, he thinks they're all corrupt. Does that make you nonpartisan or just that's how we set up this interview with U.S. Senator Ron Johnson.
And you listen to some of it. I could not stomach it.
It's about 20 minutes overall, and a lot of it features Ron.
I put on some Tom Petty.
Well, we've had Ron on for long form, but yeah, I listened. And
did you take anything away from this Tommy G interview with Senator Ron Johnson?
Well, first and foremost, we have been in U.S. Senator Ron Johnson's office, and he's got the 10th Amendment stenciled on his wall. And we took photos with it. And he also walked this guy in there. Like, he takes anybody
he
in there.
He does, man.
And then this Tommy G character was interviewing, like, his congressional aides and asking them very important questions like, was Epstein murdered? I mean, this is the tone of the questions the young YouTube Tommy G influencer were asking our senator. And Ron didn't seem taken aback by any of it. Ron was down for the conspiracy.
Ron's already kind of hip to the conspiracy stuff. So, yeah, he's not shaken by these kinds of questions.
Bill Glauber and Lawrence Andrea, little coverage of this video. I also observed the video, so I feel like, you know, I got a firsthand accounting to give to our audience, Tom. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson said it's certainly possible government agencies were involved in the assassination of former President John F. Kennedy. He actually said, like, yeah, it's possible. And called the death of a sex offender and financier Jeffrey Epstein fishy during a wide-ranging interview released Tuesday by a popular YouTuber. Had like 750,000 followers this Tommy G. I think it's certainly possible, yeah, the Wisconsin Republican responded when asked by YouTuber Tommy G if it's possible that U.S. agencies were involved in the JFK assassination. Now, I would point out, when they said agencies, he literally had the logo of the CIA appearing on the screen. Now, I'm not saying that Rojo would have had the benefit of the post edit, but that's who Tommy G was talking about. The American public deserves the truth, and we haven't gotten it, said Rojo. There's more, Dom.
Well, okay, go ahead.
There's so many unanswered questions, so many witnesses that just died, so many leads that weren't followed up on, so much evidence that obviously should have been collected that people have been prevented from collecting.
Ooh.
We're talking about 1963. I was not alive at the time of JFK's assassination.
All right, so is it a fair question to ask anyone?
It's a little bit of a strange question. I mean, if you said, hey, let's go to the bar and get hammer drunk and talk about life.
Talk conspiracies? Sure.
Hey, man, do you think the U.S. government was involved? Yeah, I mean, sure. I've had some conversations, Tom.
Right? And what was your what is your response, Crudy?
Well, I've seen the Oliver Stone
movie. I saw JFK, man, back and to the left. You know what I'm saying? I'm a patsy. So, we know those things. We've seen the Hollywood version of it.
Well, that was just a start point for the conversations, Tom. Johnson's comments on JFK's death were just one of several conspiracy theories the Ashvegas Republican entertained during the interview with the Tommy G. Again, he's the YouTuber who bills himself as, and here's the quote, Tom, the craziest documentaries on the video streaming website. Documentaries, you would think he would say. But there's a few times where there was some, and I know I slip up too, but this guy had a few grammatical things. But I'm like, did he mean to say that? The pair also touched on the circumstances surrounding Epstein's death in a jail cell in 2019. Now, this guy went out and, as near as I could tell, asked a bunch of Ron Johnson staffers, like really caught him off guard. You know, they must have been doing pre-interviews or something. But I would suspect that Ron knew that this was the tone of the interview that he was taking part in. And not only did he take him on the strolling tour of the office, because he did that to us, but they went out in D.C. together, down there out strolling the streets
together. Out
on the
town together. I'll jump in here, Crudy. Among the other questions the YouTuber asked the senator, do you believe there's anything fishy about the death of Jeffrey Epstein? Well, certainly it's fishy, Johnson responded. The cover-up of the list of individuals that visited Epstein Island is pretty fishy, he said, before claiming that, quote, it's mainly people on the left that Jeffrey Epstein was courting and that took advantage of his island pleasures. Wasn't Trump on one of those plane trips? I think we should have a full investigation of Jeffrey Epstein and his activities. And I like this one, Crudy. Ask who he thinks a remarkable character in the 24 presidential election. Johnson pointed to Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s Democratic campaign for president, noting he shares a lot of views with Kennedy on the coronavirus pandemic.
They believe in all the same conspiracy theories now.
Both men have publicly sowed doubt about the efficacy of the vaccine and pushed back on public health institutions' poor response to the pandemic, largely citing mischaracterized or incomplete data. I guess my follow-up question to what's the guy's name? G? Tommy G?
Tommy G.
Would he follow up, say, hey, do you think the coronavirus was engineered to spare the Jews? Because that's what Kennedy implied or said recently.
Well, he did basically say, Ron, did you find it ironic that, you know, the Wuhan leak story was suppressed on the social medias And now it's pretty much accepted, according to Tommy G, that that's the most viable, likely outcome of why we have a coronavirus pandemic. I'm like, eh, is that a proven thing? Or did you learn that on YouTube?
Does it even matter? Does it even matter? To Ron Johnson, it doesn't.
A spokeswoman for Johnson confirmed that Johnson's quotes in the video were accurate, but condensed for time. Now, you know how the young Jacob, when he occasionally, you'll see some Devil's Advocates videos on the TikTok. We didn't edit those. That's the young guy. That's Jacob.
Right.
Jacob does the editing. And the kids today, they do these little mini jump edits where they take all your breaths out. You know, sometimes Dom tends to linger on a breath or something.
Well, so I've done a fair share of editing in my time, man. Yeah, you only got so much time and you don't need to spend it breathing.
But you do wonder if there were any words that were left out or sentences or whatever. Because it's one thing to do it and just take out all the little mini gaps, but you don't know. Because literally, it could have been one sentence, and then it could be 10 sentences later, and you wouldn't know because he strings them right together. In regards to
That's the danger of any media organization or Tommy G and everyone in between, editing.
She referred to a longer podcast interview from the YouTuber and also contended that Johnson's comments on JFK were not new. He's always believed the conspiracy theories, Crudy would attest. During the interview, Johnson referenced the book JFK and the Unspeakable by James W. Douglas, which argues agencies were behind the assassination. And Johnson has referenced the book on multiple occasions in recent months. Kennedy Jr., that's Bobby's kid. You know, Robert Kennedy Jr. recommended it to him. Apparently they're buddies now, hanging out and so in doubt about COVID vaccines and reading books, conspiracy books. The book's argument has been a point of contention, Dom.
I'm going to jump down here, Crudy. Johnson in the video also claimed divisiveness was the biggest threat to America and lamented that there are people, quote, that are just fomenting hate, that are exacerbating a divide rather than trying to heal this nation. Yeah, and you're in the party, man. It's the mega party. I mean, do you say that without any irony or any self-reflection or any analysis of what the mega has turned the grand old party into, Ron Johnson? He reiterated his distrust of federal intelligence agencies during a time in which Republicans on Capitol Hill have accused agencies like the FBI of being weaponized against conservatives and indicated he believes his phones and computers have been tapped. I just kind of assume they are. Well, Ron, when you were trying to run away from that, from the a reporter in Washington, D.C., and the time you pretended to be on your phone, oh, I can't talk to you. I'm on the phone. Now I can see your phone is blank, Senator. The good news is they weren't tapping your phone then.
A little bit more. He referenced Jeffrey Epstein, right? The fact that Epstein, well, he was always sneaking off with some Democrat, and they showed him video of Slick Willie, Bill Clinton, and Epstein in some video. One of our texters on the text line said, and don't forget, Jeffrey Epstein introduced Donald Trump to Melania Trump.
Oh, really?
Out there bragging about it. And I found this at the Business Insider, so it's probably true. Jeffrey Epstein, the wealthy financier charged with sex trafficking, reportedly bragged he was the one that introduced Donald. Melania, come back with us. Devil's Advocates, I'll introduce you to Don.
You're welcome.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the project, our Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Voss, so I called Robin Voss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And
Nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back and the phone got picked up and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk and text line, just started giving up Robin Boss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
It's 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered storms. Overnight, otherwise partly cloudy. Lows around 58. Winds out of the west, around 5 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 76. Tomorrow, overcast. Lows level off around 55. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Temperatures near average. Friday and Saturday, with highs in the low 80s. Chance for scattered storms Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 64.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 1215, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. WLAK.
The Devil's Advocates.
Back to the Devil's Advocates. Radio show phone lines are open. We'll go there next at 844-967-2789.
Demma got a couple on the text line. Here are a few. Ben Wickler ran originally for the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair, saying he was going to fight for every vote in every nook and cranny of the state. Apparently, some believe he hasn't done so, Dom. Here's another one. This one coming from the 414 right here in Waukesha, where we're at. Moron. His no brain with which to think. Just barely functioning brainstem. I have theorized he might be a White Walker. What else? One, Jeffrey Epstein was the one who introduced Trump to his future wife, Melania. Well, I give you credit. That one coming from the Chi-Town down in the 773. And all right, boys, you got the broadcast gremlins sorted. You've been quite good for the first hour, but there's room for improvement. Be great in the second hour, says Jeff from Sherwood. I'm not sure if he's chastising or improving, you know, offering fair critique. 844-967-2789. Chris from Sun Prairie, welcome back. What do you got for us?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. Lamar Waldron and Tom Hartman wrote a book called Ultimate Sacrifice, and it's the definitive answer to who killed JFK.
Who did Tom Hartman, and I like Tom. He's a smart guy and researches copiously. What was Tom's assertion? Who did he think did it?
There was a lot of government influence as far as the CIA and the FBI and the Pentagon and so on and so forth. The book is called Ultimate Sacrifice.
Hmm. Yeah, but I want the cliff notes, Chris. I mean, who was? I mean, a lot of government influence. I mean, you know, that's pretty general, man.
It was pretty much the entire government, all the agencies, the FBI, the CIA, the Pentagon, all.
So they were all working together in a conspiracy to assassinate the president.
Correct.
And what was
a coup? Because there was going to be a coup in Cuba, which would have created a world war.
Interesting theory. Hadn't heard that one, Chris. Maybe the Cuba stuff, but not the everybody did it theory. Was it JFK?
Is it possible? I mean, you know, we weren't there. So, you know, how do you know? No. Certainly appreciate the entertainment. You know, we talked about the Oliver Stone version of it. But if you're going to get into the conspiracy theories and you're going to have a conversation about those things, do you think that a U.S. senator should be engaging in those very conversations? Or because we talk about it, man, I don't know. Was the government involved? Possibly. I mean, I have the same answer that Ron Johnson does. So hard for me to I wouldn't change my answer just because I was elected senator. I don't know.
Well, here's the point, though. The book he references, this book drafted or written by Douglas, a review of the book, and I believe this is a conservative's review, John McAdams. He was a Marquette University political science professor. I think he had a row of his own, if I recall, Dom. But McAdams described the book, the unspeakable book about the assassination of JFK, and here's the quote: utterly uncritical of any theory, any witness, any factoid, as long as it implies conspiracy. McAdams said Douglas, the author, fundamentally doesn't care about what really occurred. is the book.
Yes.
Review of the book being recommended.
Listen, just because someone writes a book doesn't mean it's worth reading. Doesn't mean it's factual. I mean, it's like when the printing press came out and all, because, you know, when it was very rare to have a book to read, you know. Hey,
back off, Gutenberg.
I'm just saying, just because it's, you know, printed doesn't mean it's right or factual or true. I mean, come on, everyone, what are people writing books for? To make money. To make money. And why do politicians write books? To launder the money, because they can have their campaigns buy their crappy books. And then they can say, hey, look how many books were sold on the New York Times bestseller list. I mean, the whole thing is any book you read, you should take it with just as much a grain of salt as anything you read on the internet.
Well, fortunately, I try not to read it all.
Great.
Unless it's show prep, unless it's directly going to come out of my lips on the show. But, you know, reading for pleasure, that's a thing in my past.
I was forced to read as a young child during the summers.
No one had to force me as a young child.
Oh, yeah. I had to do book reports in the summer. During my summers, in between school, my parents still made me read even more.
But yeah, I had a job at the public library. And the summer before, I think it was my sophomore year in high school, I read like 75 books. And I don't mean those little flip books. I'm talking about, you know.
Are you there, God? It's me, Crudy.
A lot of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, the Sherlock Holmes, a lot of Agatha Christie. You know, I have a beautiful mind, much like Sherlock Holmes.
Sure.
I read a lot of books that summer. Yes. But here's the difference.
And what, you OD'd on it?
As an adult, I like the Grisham novels, but I do no pleasure reading. Like, as an adult, Grisham, one novel a year. That's it. Nothing I read is for pleasure. It's all for the sake of this show.
Well, you have fun doing the show, right? So it's all for pleasure. And we do it for your pleasure. 844-967-2789. Let's squeeze some calls in for the top of the hour. Rocky from Appletown. What's up, Rocky?
Hey, Rocky.
Hey, hi. Long time. I read that Hartman book. He didn't say any of that crap. Harper book, basically, he went and interviewed the mafia. The mafia hit. He went and interviewed them. Their dad, Kennedy's dad, made a deal with the mafia to leave him alone. Right. And Bobby broke it and went after the mafia. Everybody saw that in the press. The mafia tried to hit the Kennedys a couple times. They missed them, I think, in Florida. And I think Texas was successful. I believe, if I don't remember the book, there's a third one. As far as the government agencies, there's a big cover-up because there's lots of shenanigans going on that didn't want out. But the mafia killed him, and they interviewed the guy who ordered the hit a few months before he died. It's actually a really good interview if you read the book.
So then was Lee Harvey Oswald the guy to pull the trigger, or was he a patsy then, as he claimed?
No, he's a patsy. He didn't pull the trigger. I think the mafia guy said there were three people that were there for the hit.
A triangulated?
I mean, if you watch it, the way... Something like that. I don't quite remember. At least two, because if you watch the way the body went, there's at least two entry points just by the direction of the body.
Yeah.
And some people say there are three. And even in the Harvard books, they don't go into that because they said it's really hard to know how many hit. They know it's two for sure. Oswald is just a patsy, just like he said. You know, if you look at where he was to make that shot, I mean, come on. The book's actually really good. It's written... Tom Hartman kind of edited. Is a friend of his. I can't remember his name. He did most of the groundwork. But they interviewed everybody. And it's well-sourced if you want to go look it out. It's a great book. But it was just, it was a mafia hit.
We should pass that one along to Roadshow. Right. Read all the books, Rob.
All the books. Every one of them. Try them all.
Come back with us. Just not for pleasure, Ron. Like, sex for you. Missionary. Yes. Never for pleasure.
For God.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates. We're doing God's work around here. Easy day. Take it
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay.
ABC.